Heated debate over Indigenous spending in Australia has been reignited with a scathing analysis by the Strategic Review of Indigenous Expenditure. It says that $3.5 billion of Indigenous spending annually has yielded poor results and that past approaches clearly haven't worked. The former Australian of the Year and senior Indigenous leader Mick Dodson says the report is no surprise, but that it still doesn't get to the heart of the problem. He says the lack of Indigenous involvement in policy making and in policy delivery is the real issue, as Rachel Carbonell reports.
Professor Mick Dodson is the director of the National Centre for Indigenous Studies at the Australian National University. He welcomes the report, but says it shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone.
It's not new to most of us. Been involved in Indigenous affairs for four decades or more. This is not news to me. You know, just recently, about 5 years ago, a report here at the Australian National University, the National Indigenous Community Governance Project, pointed out the failings of implementation of government policy and the failing of the government environment to enhance Aboriginal community governance because of their inability to properly implement and carry out and be effective in their own programs. And their own projects.
Professor Dodson says the years of failure highlighted in the report are sad. And while he agrees that the implementation of policies has failed, he says in many cases the policies themselves are also to blame.
But some of this stuff is relevant four decades ago. When I was growing up, when I was at school, it's depressing in a sense reading parts of this report because they're things around when I was a kid.
This report says that the approaches to fixing Indigenous disadvantage have failed, not because of the policies so much as their implementation. It sounds like you don't disagree with that. In your view, is it the policies that are to blame, or is it the failure to implement them, or is it both?
I think both are implicated in decades of failure, both policy and its implementation. The problem with policy is that there's been very little, if any, Indigenous input into policy development. The policy tends to arise out of party political research or discussion that doesn't involve too much of Indigenous input, or perhaps limited Indigenous input that may well give politicians a warped view of what's required. But I think that, you know, not blaming the policy, as this report perhaps does, is in itself a lack of accountability in. And they're calling for accountability, but, you know, you've got to examine the policy as well. You can't just blame the people who are tasked with the implementation of the policy. Bad policy is bad policy, no matter how good or bad the implementation is.
But do you agree that implementation has been a real weakness when it comes to Indigenous...
Of course. You know, and what we've got to understand here, absolutely clearly, government can never get this right. Government cannot do this. They have consistently failed to achieve lasting, sustainable results for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders across the board. I wish they would wake up to that. And the answer is to work with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, because we know what the problems is. We ought to be able to be in charge of the answers. That has never really happened in this country. What we've done consistently is a top-down approach where policy is developed through party politics. They get into government, they implement those policies from the top down, and the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are really involved in that process, either at the formulation of policy or at the delivery level of policy.
But within Indigenous communities all over Australia, there's also a lack of consensus on the right approach and on what policies would work and what kind of implementation would work. So is that actually a realistic answer?
I don't agree with you. I think people essentially want the same thing. How it's delivered becomes a question. I mean, we want better lives for our people. We want better living conditions. We want better education. But we also want our identity and our culture respected. And we want to have the capacity to look after those things as well. You know, unlike the present minister's approach, it's not just about educating the kids. They said that in the 1960s when I was a kid. Why haven't things improved? And we've got our own people saying that. We've tried that. Of course it's important. But why does it consistently fail us? Because we're not in charge of it.
That's Professor Mick Dodson from the ANU's National Centre for Indigenous Studies, ending that report from Rachel Carbonell.